Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is also a full-time volunteer podcaster. Three times a week, Cruz will take to the mic to provide his hot takes on conservative politics. But there are ethical questions about this relationship that Cruz has with iHeartMedia, which is based in San Antonio, and if the media company is actually supporting Cruz's struggling re-election campaign. That's the allegation in complaints filed with the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Ethics. Michael Tejerina is a Collins County Democratic Party precinct chair. He filed a recent complaint with the Ethics Committee on that. He accuses Cruz of violating federal law and Senate ethics rules by flouting earned income limits, a ban on receiving payments for appearances or speaking engagements, and financial disclosure requirements. To tell us more, we're joined by Mary Higby. She is with the Collin County Democrats. And Mary, welcome to The Source.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
Our phone lines are open. If you've got a question or comment about this ethics complaint about Ted Cruz and his side hustle of being a podcaster, a volunteer podcaster for iHeartMedia, give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. So, Mary, how does it work that he says he does it for free? He's not paid to be a podcaster. He's a volunteer, but yet this violates his income limits. What's going on there?
Right, it absolutely does. And, you know, I wish I could tell you how that works or why it works. I have a lot of volunteer experience. I have yet to bring in $787,000 for that volunteer experience. And, you know, he was elected to be a full-time senator and to represent the people of the state of Texas. He is choosing not to be a full-time senator. He is choosing to not perform his job.
So you're with the Democratic Party in Collin County, Texas, which is in the DFW metro area. And people say, well, Senator Cruz, he's a Republican. You guys are Democrats. Is this just partisan sniping?
I mean, the fact is that there's more than one ethics complaint filed against him for this very situation. It's not just Democrats out on the warpath. The fact is that he needs to be held accountable, and he has yet to comment on this. And Texans are looking for those answers. Texans as a whole are taking notice.
So as Ted Cruz is running for re-election, it's a tight race, and people, should he be able to explain to voters that he's asking, I want to be re-elected, send me back to Washington, D.C.? But yet, I mean, how much time does it really take for him to do a podcast? I mean, well, it's three times a week, but is that really taking away from his duties as a senator?
You know, for me, it comes down to if there's nothing wrong, if everything is above board, why has he not come out and said that, especially when he is working ostensibly for reelection? You know, does he assume that he just will be reelected? Does he perhaps see writing on the wall that his chances may not be that great for reelection, so might as well start up a side hustle in the meantime? And you know, it's like I said, I cannot speak for him, but it seems to me if I were being asked about something I was doing and I knew that I was right and that what I was doing was ethical, I would absolutely come out and say, hey, this is legit. This works. And he's not doing that.
So he says he's not being paid, that he is a volunteer at iHeartMedia, but apparently iHeartMedia is, They've come up with $787,000, which they have been putting into his political PAC. So does that strain the veil of credibility?
I believe it does. You know, we have rules for a reason. We don't want to have people elected to office who are beholden to large corporations or large interests. And by receiving that over $750,000 to his super PAC that is supporting his election, it seems easy enough to connect the dots and see that this money, even if he's volunteering, the money that is going to his PAC is benefiting him in his bid for re-election.
Does it seem like, is that a wink and a nod? Does he acknowledge the fact that this money is coming into his super PAC? He's just being cute about it?
Oh, I don't know that I'd ever say cute. I think he's a smart person who knows exactly what he is doing and is skirting ethics to the extent that he can. But I think the people of Texas and the Senate Ethics Committee are looking for some true answers.
Our phone lines are open. If you've got a question or a comment, want to weigh in, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We have requested multiple times for Ted Cruz to join us on The Source to discuss this and other issues. He has yet to accept the invitation, but the invitation remains open for him. So we have this change-up happening in the Democratic Party, and I would really be interested in what you're seeing at the county level in Collin County. How is that? We know Joe Biden has said, I will no longer pursue the nomination to become the Democratic nominee for president, and Kamala Harris is now pursuing that, and it looks like she is the presumptive nominee now. I understand y'all had a youth event in Collin County yesterday, Young Voters. What did y'all see? What's the response?
So what's really exciting about our Youth for Youth program is that it is just that. It is powered by young people, some of whom are in high school and not yet old enough to vote, but they know that they deserve a voice. They know what is at stake, and they want to be a part of shaping the future that they'll be thrust into. So last night, they had their Youth for Youth kickoff event at Collin College in McKinney. And again, it was all organized by our youth, which is so exciting and refreshing to see. They had, I would say, just under 100 people in attendance and lots of younger children who came with their parents. And I think that's so important. I was standing at the back of the room, and there were two little girls, maybe 6 and 8 years old, really listening to these young people speaking about the importance of voting, the importance of registering to vote and getting your friends to go vote and doing your research on different candidates and who it is that speaks to you. And I was thinking about it, the big candidate that I was the most excited to support in my lifetime up until then was Obama. Like, I had my Obama moment. And thinking that these young people who were gathered last night, they're so excited to be able to vote for Vice President Harris. They are so excited to cast their vote, to make a difference, to encourage their friends to vote, and to set the trajectory of not only their city and county and state, but set the course for their nation and really go about taking those important steps to make sure that they are building a country in which they're proud to live, in which they know that they have a voice and their voice matters.
Recently, we got some open line phone calls from younger voters, and they were saying that they're still concerned about issues like climate change and economic justice for them, because they feel like the economy has been weighed against them, and no matter how hard they will work in the future, they'll never be able to have the same economic opportunities as other generations like mine, baby boomers. Are younger people, is that what you're hearing as well?
You know, I haven't heard a whole lot from our particular Youth for Youth volunteers. Not to say that it's not on their minds, but I can't speak to what they are thinking. I do believe that it is a large concern for everyone that it's chancy to commit to buying a house with high mortgage rates. It is chancy to take out money to go to college because you've always been told that you have to go to college. And, you know, yes, if you're going to be a cardiologist, I want you to go to college. But there are amazing trades out there where people can make a solid living. And I think that young people need to be told that it's okay to not necessarily do that for years. I'm sorry, I'm going off on a little bit of a tangent here. But I think it's scary times. It's very uncertain.
Right, I think that is why a lot of people are being activated. They finally see some hope for them. But let me ask you one more, the swing back to Ted Cruz really quickly, because he is being critical of Vice President Kamala Harris as she is running for president now. And he's saying that she was the border czar and that she should be held personally responsible for what some see as issues on the southern border. And what's your response to that?
I mean, calling her the border czar is just a straight-up untruth. She was never coronated as such. She was not named the border czar. There have been opportunities relatively recently for bipartisan border packages, and Senator Cruz did not sign on to those.
You mean the package that Donald Trump torpedoed when he said he didn't want it passed?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So moving forward at the Collin County and this complaint against Ted Cruz, or what happens next? I mean, there's two other ones. This is the third complaint against Ted Cruz. So it does take a long time to work its way through the Ethics Committee. And we'll probably have an election before then.
That's right. And, you know, what I would love is for Collin County voters to really turn out and make sure that Ted Cruz is available full time to do nothing but his podcast.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate you coming online and briefing us on how things are going with the Collin County Democrats. And I'm going to ask you one more thing really quickly, though, about how Ted Cruz and his volunteer activities. Have you ever had volunteers come in and say, I want to volunteer, but if you could give $787,000 to my super PAC, then that would be really cool?
I have not encountered that. But if somebody wants to come at me with that, I would appreciate the laugh.
Yeah. And so the candidate who is running against Ted Cruz for the Texas Senate seat, that would be Collin Allred. Are you picking up on much excitement about his candidacy?
You know, a lot of excitement, because Collin Allred is right here in our backyard. He represents part of Collin County. And we are so excited to help push him over the finish line. We know that he is an honest, ethical man who will work for Texans and for U.S. citizens as a whole.
All right. Well, you are a Democrat, and so we would expect that kind of answer. But we appreciate your input today, and good luck to you. And so thank you, Mary Higby, Collin County Democrats. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. More when we come back.
Support for TPR comes from Jingu House in the Japanese Tea Garden, featuring Asian cuisine with a San Antonio twist. Open for lunch 7 days a week. View the menu at jinguhousesatx.com.